attacking yourselves, you must be held down to your brothers and sisters all over this, your planet Earth. This is all that we share in great awakening as the planet passes into a new age of Aquarius. A new age can get an great use and evolution for your race. But only the rulers are made to proceed to all your weapons of evil must be removed. The time for conflict is now past, and the race of which you are a part may proceed to the higher stages of its evolution, if you show yourselves worthy to do this. Small groups all over the planet are learning this, and exist to pass on the light of the dawning new age to you all. You are free to accept the reject of your teachings, but this matter is soon out.
Many go as wide as possible. Then they run out.
Spirit of evolution. Here now, my sovereign lord, representative of the Ashton Galactic Command, speaking to you. Of course.
breakthrough in sound. Sorry about this. We're doing our best to rectify it.
Back home, engineers are trying to trace the source of what they call a rogue transmission, which lasted about 6 minutes during ITN's early evening news bulletin. It affected viewers in the Berkshire and Hampshire area served by the Hannington transmitter. They heard a voice which cut across when I was reading. The voice said, "Earthlings, lay down your arms. This is a message from outer space." Well, thousands of viewers later phoned Southern Television, the police, and ITN here. The spokesman for the Independent Broadcasting Authority said, "This is the first incident of its kind in Britain." Winchester police said some people were frightened by the hoax message. They said they sent an officer to calm down one woman. Well, I hope nothing's interrupted this bulletin wherever you are this evening. From all of us here, good night.
Independent Radio News at 12, David Geary. The Independent Broadcasting Authority is at a loss to explain the mysterious message that broke into a Southern Television news broadcast. The slow, deep voice proclaimed in part, "All your weapons of evil must be destroyed. You only have a short time to learn to live in peace." The station was immediately besieged by worried telephone callers demanding an explanation. But as the information officer for the Broadcasting Authority, John Ginnery, says, there could be several different causes of the message.
Well, we don't know for sure that it was a pirate call. We know that there were some voices over saying certain things of which we haven't got an exact record. We've had a lot of accounts, obviously. A lot of people have been phoning us and other people about it. We simply don't know what it was. Broadcasts, of course, are monitored at an operation centre. But there was simply a mumble, and there was some picture distortion. We had a lot of reports in, but as I say, we simply don't know what it was.
Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past 12.